views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Friday, May the 27th, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You got the weather pulled up there, buddy?
I have it right here in front of me, yes.
Okay, go for it.
Alrighty. Today we have a high of 83 and a low of 60. Tomorrow, a high of 73, a low of 51. Showers are likely tomorrow. Very exciting. On Sunday, we have a high of 75, a low of 52. Memorial Day, we have a high of 80, low of 58. And then next Tuesday, we have a high of 89. So, yeah, it's going to be a pretty nice week.
There you go. Hey, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. All the propane comes out of one tank, so it's customer service that makes the difference. And they have outstanding customer service at Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can get a hold of them at 365-3793. And I'm here with Katrina. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you brought a dog.
I did bring a dog.
Tell us about your dog.
Yeah, his name is Sid, and we spell it C-I-D. So very
unique. Oh, L-Sid. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he's a very unique boy. He's mostly like a reddish-brown color, and we have him as a shepherd pit mix. But honestly, I think he's more shepherd kangaroo, because this boy has springs in his legs.
He's brown. He's got that brown color. He's very shepherd looking. He doesn't look pitty.
Not really, no.
No, and he's tall and he's lean. And how old is he?
He's 2 years old.
Whoa. And Sid, is he just sitting there right now?
He's just standing looking around.
Oh, standing looking around. Okay. Hey, Sid. He doesn't know his name.
No.
So is he good on the leash? Is he? Tell us about him. What family should have this dog?
Yes, I think any moderately active family should have him. He's definitely not a couch potato. He has a lot of get up and go. He's not a super cuddly dog. He's definitely more of a dog that just wants to go on adventures with you. You know, he wants to go on hikes, wants to go on long walks. If you're running around town doing errands, he would love to go with you. He's just a very active, very smart boy. So I think anyone with a moderately active lifestyle would do great with him. Also, we recommend a household with a tall fence because, like I said, he can jump. Very talented, honestly. So definitely 6 feet or higher if you're planning on having him spend any unsupervised time out in the yard.
Okay, so he's a jumper, but he looks like a great one to take on trips.
Definitely.
I mean, walks.
Trips, too, I think. He's
Could be. Yeah.
He's also done great with other dogs as well. So if you have another dog in your home, just bring them down to meet with Sid to make sure that they're going to be best friends, and he could be yours. And also, a really great thing about Sid that I want to mention is his adoption fee is fully sponsored.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. Why is that?
So actually one of our volunteers that works with him sponsored him because she really loves him and thinks he's a great dog and really wants to see him get a home.
Okay. Okay, great. So, Sid, and how big is Sid? But what, 50 pounds?
Yeah, he's about, 63 pounds.
How much?
63. He's very muscular.
63.
Yes. That was his last weight for him.
Okay, because I'm... he's around 60 pounds. No, he's 63 pounds. You know, you're very precise today, young lady. Okay, anything going on? Pets for Paws?
Pets for Paws is coming up July 8th. All of our information is on our website, havenhumane.org. You can also go there to register. And then tomorrow, so on Saturday, we are going to be at the Strawberry Festival that's being held in Happy Valley at West Valley High School.
Well, the Strawberry Festival people, they're supposed to be here today. I hope you didn't have breakfast, Liam. No, because they bring 2 pounds of strawberry shortcake here.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, I mean, it can single-handedly raise the sugar level of 100 people. It is so good. So good. Anyway, okay, look, Sid is looks like he could be a great family dog. And is he affectionate? Does he, like, lay on you or anything? Or is he just kind of like, yeah, I'm a dog and I'm happy?
Yeah, he's pretty independent. He does his own thing, but he definitely loves getting pet and everything and getting attention. But he's not super cuddly. He's got his ears up.
We're looking. Sid and I are looking at each other. And, you know, he comes over and he sniffs my fingers. Yeah. He goes, okay. Looks at me. Then we look at each other. And I kind of like this dog. This is the kind of dog you could take in the mountains with you or on the river trail. And he would just have a wonderful time. And you would too. Okay.
Definitely.
Katrina, thank you so much for what you do. And, man, I tell Mark that all the time. But how much, you know, our community, if they just thought about it for a second, and many, many, many of them do, just all the great things that Haven Humane do for us.
Well, thank you.
You bet. So, good luck, Sid. And in his fee's been paid already, so you just have to come down, link up with him, and have that look in each other's eyes and say, oh, I'm bringing him home. Then it's not going to cost you anything. Is that correct?
Yes. If you do live within Shasta County, though, there is a $10 to $15 licensing
okay.
fee.
So
that would
be all you
have to pay.
Listen to him. He is in a studio for the first time. Are y'all back at Channel 7 at all?
No, we're not.
I don't know if that's going to reoccur. But anyway, and he's just being good. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Sleep Number. You know, Sleep Number has been our sponsor for years, as you know. And, you know, we sleep on a Sleep Number bed. We've upgraded to another type with L5 Sleep IQ technology thing and all that. The one thing that life is compromises, especially if you're in a relationship, right, Liam? And Liam's nodding his head fast up and down. But you don't have to compromise on the firmness of your bed, of your mattress. My Sleep Number setting is 55. Linda's Sleep Number setting last night was 30. Two different feelings in that bed. We both sleep great. And, you know, Sleep Number has afforded us that. And we wouldn't be using Sleep Number and we wouldn't be recommending it if it didn't work. And now my family all have Sleep Numbers. People I know have Sleep Number beds. Why? Because they sleep better. You know, duh. This weekend, there's a big sale going on. And why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. Don't miss Sleep Number's Memorial Day special. Save $1,000 on a Sleep Number 360. Save $1,000 on a Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed Queen now. Only $1,999. Plus free premium home delivery when you add a base and special financing. That ends Monday, May 30th, only at our Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center, or if you're down in Chico, down there in Chico, or you can go to sleepnumber.com, but why do that? Go to the store, lay on the beds, and talk to the professionals down there and find the bed that's right for you. And what about your family? What about those kids? They need lots of sleep. Now, that's subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. I'll be right back.
Axiom Repertory Theater presents live on stage, Mel Brooks' madcap comedy, Young Frankenstein.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Marilyn! Young Frankenstein, May 6th through the 29th. Tickets at the box office on Bocelli Lane or online at axreptheater.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
The pandemic has taken a toll on our country.
The Dow plunging hundreds of points, its worst showing of the year.
A shaky economy, financial strain, all made worse by politicians trying to take advantage.
California, New York, a lot of the blue states where businesses are really struggling to find people. And so what can they do?
Homelessness, rising crime, constitutional rights infringed upon by shutting down schools, churches, and small businesses.
There's a lot going on in the economy. There's a lot of uncertainty at the kitchen table.
Now is the time to stand up for community. Now is the time to move people forward.
I'm Kevin Cry. I'm not a politician. I'm a lifelong Shasta resident, and I don't recognize what our community has become. I'm running to lead with backbone. I'll prioritize public safety and make our community more affordable.
Our local leaders have let us down. We can do better.
Let's bring the North State back.
Paid for by committee to elect Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
California is headed in the wrong direction. Let's make sure we have representatives who fight for us. Assemblyman James Gallagher is that type of representative. When fires destroyed local homes and towns, James Gallagher forced Sacramento to act and got us the needed resources to rebuild. When the Oroville Dam failed, James Gallagher fought the bureaucrats to get the dam fixed and help those that were affected. James Gallagher has always been a fighter for us.
This is James Gallagher. Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies don't listen to us, don't understand our values, and don't care about our part of California. I took Newsom to court to stop his unconstitutional power grab, and I'm fighting the bad ideas, excessive taxes, and high gas prices that are harming our state. With your support, I'll keep fighting for you.
Paid for by James Gallagher for State Assembly, 2022.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindabot. Good morning. Hey, we're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. Phone lines here, 605-4567 for the next, 10, 12 minutes. We got open line here, so if something's stuck in your craw, give me a call. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's the only area hospital with a Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. What's that mean? Less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. You know, just when you think things can't get any worse in Uvalde, Texas. The husband of one of the two teachers that was killed had a fatal heart attack, leaving their four children without a parent. Just when you think it can't get any worse. Now, I don't rarely do I donate to a, you know, you see these things, GoFundMe and all that. You ever see those, ma'am? You see those. I will probably donate to a fund for these kids. This is just, I mean, that's just horrendous. The other thing that's horrendous, and excuse me for keep going back to Uvalde as things unfold. Police were there for an hour outside. An off-duty border patrolman gets a text from his wife while he's getting his hair cut saying, shooter in school, help. And she's a teacher inside the Robb Elementary. His daughter's in Robb Elementary. He borrows a shotgun from the store owner. Store owner goes with him, and he heads to the school. And he enters where some other highway patrolmen had come in, and he engages too. And he's one of the ones that helped get all those kids, get kids out, teachers out, getting his haircut. Now there's a lot of people. Why did it take an hour to get in there? And then I just read something. And again, I can't tell you, my friends, if this is true. But, you know, you only can go by things you read. It appears that the shooter was on Facebook. Facebook. I'm going to shoot my grandmother. A few minutes later, I shot my grandmother. A few minutes later, I'm going to go shoot up an elementary school. Jeez. I mean, was anybody reading that? I hesitate to even think that that's true, that something like that could happen. Okay, let's get closer to home. As if things aren't crazy enough, down at the on I-5, there's a Castle Craigs or in that area. Car crashes. And somehow there's a gunfight between a highway patrolman and the driver. And that just stopped traffic for hours as the crime scene, it was also involved shooting, and the guy that got in a gunfight with is dead. And then there was a shooting at the Reading Grocery Outlet since they arrested the guy. Just one person shot. It wasn't multiple shots, one shot. You know, is this what, you know, this is what I'm coming to. You know, it's only one shot. It's only one shot. I go, you know, the guy that did the shooting, I don't know who it is, but I would bet that he has that gun illegally. And this is, again, a problem of people getting illegal guns. You know, I'm not getting into, oh, you shouldn't have this. Well, yeah, I am. Second Amendment. Guns haven't changed. Guns have not changed since. There's always been guns. There's nothing. There's the only thing that has changed is society. The guns haven't changed. You hear it from people my age group. We used to take shotguns to school, high school. They just left them in our trunk of our car or in the back seat of the car. They weren't stolen because we were hunting doves in the morning. And I was talking to somebody I went to school with. On Facebook, which is really the best reason to be on Facebook, to stay in touch with people. And we talk about it because he and I would go dove hunting. And then we'd leave the shotguns in the car. And then we go to school, come back, go home. That would be it because that's what we did. Five generations, 50 years. The change. Terry, good morning.
How you doing, Carl?
I will tell you this, Terry. I am sad about this Uvalde thing. Because the more I read about this, the guy comes in, walks into open doors, walks down the hall, walks into an open classroom. There were shots fired outside the school. I mean, it wasn't like he stealthed in. There were shots fired outside the school, shots fired at the school, and the place wasn't in lockdown. What are we doing here in Reading to protect our kids?
Well, I mean, I think, first of all, I believe we do have a police officer on campus, which is helpful.
Not every campus. Not
well,
every campus.
Well, they got the car there.
Well, you know what? A car parked there would probably help, and they don't even have to. It's like we used to park a car on the side of the freeway. Everybody slows down, right? There's
crazy,
no policeman
yeah.
in there.
It's crazy. A couple of reasons I call. Number one, this Sunday we're going to have Anthony Trimino on our radio show at 9 a.m. on Jefferson State of Mind. And we're going to have him on. He's going to do an interview. He's running for governor. And according to who you talk to, he's in the top three. Trimino is a Republican. Also, I wanted to clarify something on the shooting at the supermarket, at least the information that we've gathered and the data we've heard and seen from the Reading police. Apparently, the person who was the victim who was shot earlier in the afternoon, what had happened is the police were called because this guy was a homeless guy and he was saying he had a gun. And police had already had an intervention with this guy and found out he didn't have a gun. And then later on, he was shot by someone in a grocery outlet. So it's really been one of those things where, you know, you really don't know, you know, what the circumstances were. But if this guy was threatening people saying he had a gun and reaches in his pocket and the person is there or you're there or
the shooting suspect,
we might go ahead and react to that.
But yeah, it looks like the shooting suspect is 78 years old, and they had an altercation in there. And while they were both shopping inside the store, it turned physical, and the 78 year old guy produced a handgun and shot him.
Yeah,
so
that's what I heard. But again, the victim who was shot had been already visited by the police saying he had a handgun in another area of town same day. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff going
on. He's also belligerent. From what I understand, he went over to Dutch Bros and was in a confrontation over there. So, anyway. But you know what? There's a difference between if it's a difference between self-defense and somebody just shooting somebody, for sure.
Exactly. And, you know, and if the guy, and that's the thing. I mean, if somebody says they have something, they're reaching for something, what are you supposed to do? Wait until they produce it?
No.
But anyway, yeah, I think that.
But we don't know the whole story.
No,
from what it says, though, you get, you know, somebody's 78. And again, I'm not excusing people because of age, God knows.
Sure.
But still, you know, it's a type of thing where, yeah, we'll have to see when the whole story comes out.
Yeah, should be soon.
Yeah, he may get a medal.
Well, the thing is, again, it's sort of like, you know, they know the guy who was the victim has had some mental issues and blah, 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 blah. But point being is that, you know, you just can't really be too careful. I mean, you know, you really can't be too careful out there. It's probably best just to try to avoid any kind of confrontation with those people.
Well, one of the things I was talking about last night was I got an email from a church asking me. They've actually put together a team, unarmed, to try and, you know, they've been receiving emails and veiled threats at their at the church, and just what could they do? And we talked for like 20 minutes. I told them the first thing is call the police, let them know what's been happening, and ask what they could do if somebody trespassed on their property and started trying to disrupt the service. You know, it's a misdemeanor, trespassing and all that. I mean, there's no reason for physical violence on those things.
Well, yeah, and there is actually a number for that. I want to see it for 401, but there isn't. A misdemeanor where you can't disrupt a church.
Yeah, no, it's against the law. But at what level? You know, you don't want to see people get in trouble for that. But then the next thing I said is the act of physical violence where people bring guns and attack churches. Again, we're in that type of atmosphere, that type of situation here in our country. Do you need a armed parishioner?
I think that probably many of them are. I know that some of the churches that I've gone to, the elders were armed. In fact, some of them were peace officers. So it isn't. I don't think it's uncommon in Reading for to go to church. If you have 100 people at that church, it's probably safe to say that, you know, there's
some
probably
of them
10 that are armed.
Some of them are. Yeah.
Or more.
Okay. All right, Terry. That's
Sunday morning
at 9 o'clock.
9 a.m.
Okay. You're the only live show Sunday.
Oh, no, Nick's live.
No, he's not.
Oh, he isn't?
Nope. We're recording that at 9 o'clock today.
Oh, well then, I guess it'll be good then. If people have something, they can go back to the archives too, which we really like our archives.
Yeah.
Really
anyway.
Appreciative.
Okay,
of that.
Terry, I got a break. I got another guest coming in here. Thanks for the call. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. I made Linda's birthday, of course, last Saturday, and Four Winds Jewelry really helped me out. They're such great people down there. They have such a super selection. I got Linda a Native American piece of jewelry, and it was beautiful. It was at a very fair price. And Rebecca is such a great lady down there. She helped me and worked with me, and Linda was really happy. Now, Four Winds Jewelry is the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repair, everything. Great selection of jewelry. Like I said, very fair prices. 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And let me add, it's locally owned, locally operated. We'll be right back with the Strawberry Festival.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire.
Shasta County, Chris Kelstrom again. One of the small things I'd like to do as a supervisor is to put a survey on every receipt at every county counter. Fast food restaurants and grocery stores already do this, and it provides good information to those businesses on how to improve their service. The county departments I've dealt with these last couple years have been great, and I say keep up the good work. If there's any problems out there, I think this would be a quick and easy way to identify and improve them. I want all departments to be as customer-friendly as the ones I've most recently visited. Let's make Shasta County number one in customer service. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kelstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kelstrom here. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We've elected career politicians for years now, hoping that the homeless problem, crime, wildfires, and water shortages will get better, and instead they all get worse. I am not a career politician. I'm an experienced businessman who knows how to solve problems and think outside the box. I want to work on our problems, not use them as campaign material every 4 years. Stop the insanity. Vote Chris Kelstrom for District 5 Supervisor. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kelstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Have you seen this article? Insurance companies are fleeing California.
More politics and regulations driving up the cost of insurance for all of us.
Isn't it always? Wait, don't we get to pick the insurance commissioner?
Yes. I was just reading about Vincent Eugene Allen. He's a doctor and a businessman. He's spending his own money running for insurance commissioner.
His own money, not Sacramento's?
His own money. Dr. Allen and his wife, Connie U. Allen, own 7 successful urgent care clinics in Los Angeles. He's an insurance expert.
What does he have to say?
He says we need to take political science out of the office of the insurance commissioner. Take a look at this website, electdrallen2022.com. Vincent Eugene Allen is proposing an independent statewide audit of insurance rates. That's a real policy proposal.
I'm marking my ballot for Vincent Eugene Allen for insurance commissioner and turning it in early. Don't forget to get yours in before June 7th.
Paid for by Dr. Allen for Insurance Commissioner 2022.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly. She believes state government is failing us, and it's time to fix it.
California has the highest gas prices in the nation, and they're costing consumers billions. That's why I believe it's time to suspend the gas tax and put the money back in the pockets of hardworking Californians.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly. She believes in fighting fraud to save tax dollars.
After prison inmates collected $1 billion in unemployment, I helped pass a tough new law that will prevent those kinds of scams from happening again.
Megan Daly is endorsed by the California Professional Firefighters.
We added firefighters and improved forest management to prevent more wildfires. And I'm working hard to ensure wildfire victims recover.
The California Correctional Peace Officers support Megan Daly.
I believe to get crime under control, we need to stop releasing dangerous prisoners and hold criminals accountable.
If you believe, like Megan does, that it's time to fix state government, then re-elect Assemblywoman Megan Daly. paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2022.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Hey, did you know you can fly daily nonstop from Reading to Seattle with Alaska Airlines and one stop get anywhere in the world? Enjoy a cool weekend in the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle and take that Alaskan cruise. Book now at AlaskaAirlines.com/Reading. Hey, I'm here with Steve Westerby. From Happy Valley. And I know he's here to talk about the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival because he's wearing this bright red shirt that says that. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Carl.
How you doing?
I'm doing excellent.
Okay. Let's talk about the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival.
Yes.
How long's that been around?
Oh, I believe it popped up my head. I don't have the paper, but it's 80 plus years.
80 plus years. Wow.
Small little community center out there, and people had strawberries. I was just told the other day the first one was to buy windows for the community center back in the late 50s.
Late 50s. Okay. Well, gosh. And it's just been every year since then.
With a couple of single exceptions. But, yeah, it's every year. Moved around location. Now it's at West Valley. It was started at community center, then went to the elementary school in Happy Valley, and now it's at West Valley High School.
Now, West Valley, because you need more room.
We need more room. And we went to 2 days, and there's more parking. And
yeah.
So
a lady called me yesterday, and we were talking about it. She wanted more information. She'd heard about it on the show. And so I pulled up your website. It's got all the information there. Times, events, everything. And I said, yeah, it's Saturday, you know, and then I said, it's Sunday. She goes, oh, it's 2 days?
Yes.
And I went, oh, yeah. You know, how many strawberries can you pound down? And I'm going to find out in a little bit because you all brought us some strawberry shortcake.
Yes. Well, I think we have 100 cartons of ice cream to go over the 2 days and just a lot of product. And a lot of entertainment and a lot of things to see.
Okay. So it's been going on for at least 80 years. And it's going to be at West Valley.
Correct.
Okay. Tell me more.
It's going to be a great, not only a day, but it's also going to be a lot of things to look at. Of course, we have the car show on Sunday, the motorcycle show on Saturday. Then we have entertainment on two stages, and we have six bands going to be playing that day. North Beat Band, Full Throttle Band, Chris Lauer Band, Haywire Band, and the Billies. So we're really excited about having that much entertainment. So, you know, definitely if you really like music, bring your own easy chair, and you can sit there and enjoy your strawberry shortcake.
Which I'm enjoying right now.
Yeah, we have 10 food vendors. We have 70 craft vendors that have a lot of things like jewelry, chainsaw carvings, signs, succulent plants, furniture, doggy clothes, candles, and all the typical wares you would find.
Doggy clothes.
Yes. My doggy doesn't wear clothes like that, but, you know, some people.
Some people do.
Yeah, they do, and it's pretty cool that they have that variety of things at the show.
Now, how many people show up for the Happy Valley? I mean, you know, ballpark.
We don't have, yeah, it's definitely a ballpark, but we figure it's about 4,000 per day.
Okay.
So it's a big crowd.
It is a big crowd.
And we try to keep the lines pretty minimal. Everything moves along. We have good crews helping us serve the berries and a lot of food trucks. So you don't have to wait long for, the line tends to get bigger at the face painting because there's a lot of kids that like to do that. In fact, we haven't had it so much, but we have more things for kids to do this year. We have an event where they can, the old hammer hit the bell. Slam the hammer down and it raises the thing to hit the bell. We have one of those and that group has several other, kid events. So that's really kind of a new thing for the kids. We have canine demonstrations by the Shasta County sheriffs and the Anderson police on one on each day. I can't remember which day.
Is this where you can wrap your child in a protective clothing and have the dogs jump?
Yeah,
on
I don't
it?
I don't know if that's going to classify it as a kid game, but
I saw this.
I understand.
The Reading police canines was at the rodeo
I saw that.
Did you see that? Yeah. And then the entertainment, a crash, went out there and they turned one of the dogs loose. They had a muzzle.
Yes.
And he thought it was going to be a different dog, whatever it was. It was hilarious, but the dog was not kidding.
No.
The dog wasn't kidding. Right. Yeah. The dog had a muzzle on him.
That was the dog that can release himself. He saw that his paddler was in trouble, and he pushes the button inside the car, and he's out of the car by himself.
Yep.
I thought that was quite – it's a great thing that the police thought.
Yeah, it is. So you're going to be able to see a demonstration like that, showing how – you know, a canine is such a huge asset to a police or sheriff's department. They'll fight a policeman. They won't fight the dog.
Correct.
Isn't that interesting?
Absolutely agree. The money we raise, we do raise a little bit of money, and we – sponsor groups or give money to, like, for instance, Happy Valley Cemetery, Happy Valley 4-H, mm-hmm. the Little League, the schools.
Everything stays right there in Happy Valley.
It does. And, well, a little bit. The sheriff's and used to be CHP, but I think COVID kind of put a hiatus on some of their extra activities. But the Explorers, the young kids, help park cars and help us in the booth sometimes. And so it's nice to have that help and be able to help out groups that, you know, look for opportunities to raise a little bit of money for the events they do. So
now it's important, from what I understand, to get there if you want the strawberry shortcake, because you are limited by how many people can you serve? Because I've been told that, you know, if you get there in the last hour of the day.
That hasn't happened for probably 5 years.
Oh, really? So you've got it all the way through then?
We've had extra, and we have a couple of sources we could get rid of a little bit of extra.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, we adjusted tweak it every year to – we actually had 8 containers of strawberries last year left over.
And oh, my gosh.
Pretty close out of 100. That was pretty close for us. And if anything, we'd like to run out, you know, right when it ends.
Yeah, you don't want to run out. You want it to be perfect. So,
correct.
But there's going to be enough strawberry shortcake for everybody.
Yes, and there's pancake breakfast both days. Our 4-H pig group, Happy Valley 4-H pig group, has a breakfast starting at 7, 8, I believe, on Sunday, and they serve till 9. So
it's pancakes and
sausage.
Sausage. Yeah. Well, it's from the pig group.
Correct.
So it's either going to be bacon or sausage.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I've had that there before, too, and it's just outstanding. You know, this is such a great event, and it's, you know, it's hometown stuff.
Right.
And it's none of those reasons that it's great to live in Reading.
Right.
For this.
So I'll volunteer, all people in the community, and people really step up to help out. We get a little help from vendors around to provide some of the stuff, such the chairs and the tents and stuff. But it's a real fun event, and it takes a good team to put that together, for sure, the Happy Valley Foundation board.
Now, how long have you been volunteering for this?
Different capacities on and on for the last 30 years.
30 years.
Yeah.
Well, you were a teacher out at Happy Valley.
I was. 35 years I taught science out there and had a great time, great memories.
And your family also?
Yes, my wife and my son and my daughter all –
all taught?
Taught and teach.
Or teach out there right
correct.
Now.
My wife and I are retired now.
That's great.
Yeah.
And so you've you know we were looking at a place out in Happy Valley one time, and I was surprised at all the different types of homes you could get in Happy Valley.
Oh, there is. There's beautiful little areas, and people become very loyal to their neighbors. Oftentimes they say, somebody didn't tell me about this ever, and I really like it here. So it's a great place, and that's probably one of the magical things of Happy Valley is people don't know really what it is.
Yeah. You kind of spread out a little bit. So, and then you end up driving around different places. Like I said, it's a great place. Okay, so how do people buy tickets?
You buy them at the event. We don't have any pre-sales, and you buy them at the event, and I'm looking for the cost. I think it's...
It's on there someplace. I think I saw it.
Yeah, I lost track. I think it's it's $8.
$8 to get in.
Right. Huge helping of ice cream and strawberries and shortcake.
I'm sorry, what? We have somebody else back here. Oh, it's free to get in.
It's free
to get in. Correct. And it's $8 though for the strawberry shortcake.
Free parking, free to get in.
Free to get in. So you can go in there if you don't want to buy the strawberry shortcake. You wander all the way through here. You go to all the different events. Listen to the music.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great time.
Yeah, and the car show and the motorcycle show.
Car show, motorcycle show.
Yeah, right.
Bands.
Yep.
Face painting.
Yep.
Dog clothes.
Yes, we have it all.
Steve, this sounds like how long do y'all work on this to get it? Is this an all year event or do you kick off?
It gets pretty intense in the last month because we're really trying to dot your I's. There's a few things we do, you know, starting in January, but that's when we start thinking about it because we also have the Happy Valley Community Center, which we rent for people. I think it's $300 a day. Nice. We had a grant from the McConnell Foundation. We have new flooring out there and additional parking. So that's a beautiful place to have a family event too, and that's what we've
been. Does Happy Valley have a mayor?
No.
You should be a mayor. You should be the mayor of Happy Valley.
I think there's a team effort on mayors. There are several out
there. Okay, everybody. Happy Valley and the Strawberry Festival has been going on over 80 years. It is a great event. We've been to it several times. They have brought me and Liam, they brought us some strawberry shortcake, and I have some tickets to give away. And this is, by the way, that's going to be this weekend.
Yes.
Okay, it starts tomorrow. And I'm going to give away tickets. And I've got, throughout the rest of the show, they're good to, they're an $8 token here that entitles you to one serving of strawberry shortcake and ice cream either day. The Saturday or Sunday, it's going to be at West Valley High School on Happy Valley Road at Gas Point Road. And it's brought to you by the board members of the Happy Valley Community Foundation.
Yes.
Steve, thank you so much for coming on today, and I'm going to give these tickets away.
That's awesome. Thank you for talking to us.
Oh, no. Thank you so much for doing this. Mm-hmm. This is just one of the reasons it's so great to live up here.
Right. No, I think so.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
All right. Thank you, Carl.
Ooh, baby, I love your way every day, yeah. Ooh, baby, I love your way every day. Shadows grow so long before my eyes, and they're moving across the face.
We need all units to
respond. Violent crime right
California. Under siege.
Are gang related.
Criminals set free.
Defund their local police.
Police attacked.
Creeps in shooting victims.
Victims ignored.
I shot my little brother.
Ultra-liberal California Attorney General Rob Bonta has never personally prosecuted drug traffickers or violent gang members. He has zero experience to do the job. Nathan Hochman does. Nathan is the one candidate for Attorney General endorsed by the California Republican Party. He's the only candidate with the real experience to keep us safe. As Assistant U.S. Attorney, Hochman prosecuted corrupt government officials and locked up violent drug traffickers and gang members.
I'm Nathan Hochman. What's happening in California is unacceptable. Politicians ignore us while communities are attacked. As Attorney General, I'll actually do the job and prosecute criminals. I will always protect California first.
Nathan Hochman, an attorney general who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
Voters of Shasta County,
It's time that we get educated and informed as voters. With elections right around the corner, it's time we keep our focus on what's really important for Shasta County. Seeking common ground, truth and transparency, community first, law and order, and most importantly, electing qualified candidates.
I'm Ed Roman, a third generation Shasta County native, business owner, and founder of the Merchants Crime Watch. District Attorney Stephanie Bridget has a 20-year proven record of fighting for the safety of Shasta County, including protecting local businesses from repeat offenders. We don't need someone like her opponent, a workers' comp lawyer with no experience who will need on-the-job training. Vote Stephanie Bridget for Shasta County District Attorney.
Ad paid for by Shasta Vote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates. Supporting Bridget for District Attorney, Johnson for Sheriff, Darlene Allen for Clerk, Flores for Superintendent, Browning and Resner for Supervisor 2022. Committing major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries and Piscenta Band of Nomwaki Indians, not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station with Carl and the Bot. 7:54 in the morning, it is 61 degrees, and it'll be going up today. It'll be going up to, approximately 83, and it's not a 103 like we had the other day. And the 30% chance of showers, mainly before 2 a.m. tonight. Tomorrow, showers likely after 11 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 74. Saturday night, a 40% chance of showers. Sunday, sunny with a high near 76. And it looks like it's going to be clear for the rest of the week. So maybe we can get some rain. it, of course, will be very, very much appreciated. I have some tickets. Somebody called and already got two tickets. Did you get these already? Okay. So I have two tickets to the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival. These are $8 a piece. This gets you one serving of strawberry shortcake and ice cream, and it's sitting right here in front of me. No, you don't have to take this one. You'll get your own tomorrow. Give me a call at 605-4567. And it's a great time. And you can, like I said, now you get, it's free to get in, and now you get free strawberry shortcake with ice cream. Just give me a call, 605-4567, just like that. I've got two more I'll give away in the next hour. other things that are going on. You know, one of the things after there's been a horrific incident like happened in Texas is the people that storm to the microphones to condemn one side or the other. And there's this guy, you've probably heard of him, Beto O'Rourke. He's running for governor in Texas. They're having a press conference talking about what's happening right down in Uvalde, Texas. And Mr. O'Rourke comes in and he interrupts it and has, you know, because he wants to take your guns away, and he has said that before, you know, ad nauseum. Couldn't even make it through the all those phones ringing, people calling in wanting tickets there. If it's not answering, it's because he's on the line with somebody else. Anyway, Beto goes in there and he starts this, and the mayor shuts him down and says, you know, there's no place for this. We're trying to talk about what happened here. We don't need you politicking here. And Beto, the NRA, the National Rifle Association, is having their annual meeting in Texas. And I think it's going to be, I think it's this weekend. I don't pay attention to that much. Many of the speakers that were going to be there have canceled. Some of the entertainers have canceled. And you got to understand that when that happens. But Beto wants to lead a protest outside the NRA. It wasn't an NRA member that shot anybody. In fact, I'm not sure of any NRA member that shot anybody or committed a horrific act like this. But again, here comes politics. Instead of concentrating on how it happened and how we can prevent this, and I'm just going to keep pounding on this, how safe are our schools here in Shasta County? We had a great show yesterday with Lieutenant Smetak and Captain Randall and Mike Freeman, talking about the how safe our schools are. What are some of the tactics? You can't get into all the tactics. Where people, it looks like Uvalde, were waiting in Renning. The training is whoever gets there first, whether it's a Renning policeman, Shasta County Sheriff, an Anderson policeman, they go in right then without backup. They go to the sound of the shooting to try and get them, you know, try to handle what's happening right there. But the other part is the Uvalde school was wide open. There's so many things you can do. You can't prevent evil or crazy, but you can mitigate it. How safe are our schools? We, and I don't care who it is who's running for office, I don't care who it is, everybody should agree on one thing. Everybody says public safety, public safety. How about school safety? How safe are our schools? Have we had security, trained security experts? It could be the police or the sheriff's office come in and say, okay, you need to have a fence here. You need to have all these doors that, you know, that they're locked during the school day, and there's one point of entry. And, how do you do that? It's easy. You lock all the doors. You put film over the windows. You put metal doors inside the school. So each classroom becomes a self-contained unit there. And you have one way of coming in and one way of leaving the school. I mean, getting into the interior of the school. Some schools have got modular rooms. Well, that means the door has got to be as solid as you can make it. And the windows have to have film or ballistic glass. Yeah, it's going to cost money. However, if we can spend millions on parks and trails and other things that may not be as important as a priority of keeping our kids safe, that's something that we need to ask our elected officials. Okay, we're going to take a break from the news. We're going to come back with One Safe Place. We're going to be talking restraining orders, what exactly they are, what they do, and how does it impact on One Safe Place.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
It may finally be moderating, at least for now. The report also showed that consumer spending rose by 0.9%. From March to April.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House. The National Rifle Association opening its 150th annual convention today. The Houston gathering taking place in the aftermath of the massacre in Uvalde, Texas. Protesters are expected to show up. The Houston police chief says that while people do have a right to protest, violence will not be tolerated. And investigators say they are trying to determine a motive for the massacre.
Following a horrific school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden and the First Lady will travel there on Sunday and meet with community leaders, religious leaders, and victims' families.
To show their support for the community during this devastating time and to be there for the families of the victims.
The visit comes on the day the National Rifle Association wraps up a three-day annual meeting in Houston.
80% of NRA members support background checks.
In remarks on Wednesday, the president called on lawmakers to come together to address gun violence and tighten gun laws in response to the shooting. Jennifer King, Washington.
The investigation focusing on a natural gas leak is a possibility following a deadly explosion that destroyed two homes, damaged others in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. At least four people were killed. The Dow up 218 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Are you unhappy with your Medicare supplement plan? Are you paying too much for doctors or drugs? Did you know that you don't need to wait for the annual enrollment period to switch plans? You heard me right. With Chapter, you can apply to switch your Medicare supplement plan whenever you want. Chapter is a free service that helps you make sure you are on the right Medicare plan for your needs. Chapter searches thousands of options to find a plan that best suits your specific healthcare needs and could save you thousands of dollars each year. Because healthcare should be your choice, not a bureaucrat's decision. Whether you're already enrolled in a Medicare supplement plan or you're new to Medicare, call Chapter and make sure your choice is the right choice. It could be the last call you ever need to maximize your Medicare benefits. The service is free. So call today. Call 800-611-9422. 800-611-9422. 800-611-9422.
As Russia presses its war in Ukraine, Moscow pushing back on sanctions while seeking to shift blame to the West for a growing international food crisis.
With its war on Ukraine nearing a fourth month, Russia pressed for a lifting of sanctions imposed by the West Thursday and also said a growing international food crisis has been exacerbated by Ukraine's inability to ship millions of tons of grain and other agricultural products. The Russian statement ignored its own blockade of Ukraine's ports, many of which are also now heavily mined. British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss accused Russia of trying to hold the world to ransom. At the Pentagon, spokesman John Kirby agreed.
They're weaponizing food. They're weaponizing economic assistance.
The director general of the World Trade Organization said about 25 million tons of Ukrainian grain is in storage, and another 25 million tons could be harvested next month. I'm Mike Gracia.
Townhall.com. Several Republicans are behind a lawsuit in Illinois. It argues that late-arriving mail-in ballots should be discarded.
The suit was filed in federal court in Chicago on behalf of Representative Michael Bose from Carbondale, a state GOP committee person Laura Palestrini, and Susan Sweeney, who was one of the state's Republican presidential electors in 2020. A spokesman for the Illinois State Board of Elections says that it does not comment on pending litigation. The suit asks a judge to prevent election authorities from counting mail-in ballots that arrive in the days following in-person voting, arguing that a ballot is, quote, not a legal vote unless it's received by election day. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A week filled with goodbyes continues for family and friends of victims of the attack on a Buffalo supermarket. Funeral service is set for today for three of the victims. They are among the 10 people killed, 3 wounded, in the May 14th massacre in the western New York City. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's 8:05 in the morning here on the 27th of May. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Now, Liam's here with the weather.
All righty. So today we have a high of 83 and a low of 60. There's a chance of showers tonight. There's also, looks like showers likely tomorrow. The high for tomorrow is going to be 73 degrees, and the low for tomorrow is going to be 51 degrees. Sunday, a high of 75 and a low of 52. On Memorial Day, it's going to be a nice 80 degrees, and we'll have a low of 58 Monday night.
Okay. Hey, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned company out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. On the phone, Susan Eastman from Stiefel Investments. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are in the green for a second day here. Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 243 points at 32,879. The S&P 500 is positive 57 points at 4,115, and the NASDAQ composite gaining 273 points at 12,013. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, AMD up $1.87, trading at $100.72, NVIDIA up $5.82 at $184.44, and Apple positive $3.71 at $147.49. Stocks of local interest, Costco up 94 cents at $466.23, Walmart up $1.57, at $127.58 per share, and Target up 68 cents at $163.90. Excuse me. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 2.72%. Over to commodities, gold is at $4 an ounce at $1,859, silver down 6 pennies at 21, and crude oil is trading at a high price of $113 a barrel heading into the Memorial Day weekend. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments, Stiefel Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and NYSC for KCNR.
Susan, thank you, yes, Susan. Have a safe weekend.
Yes,
I'm all choked up by the stock market.
It's so positive, Nate. It's killing me, too. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Okay, you bet. Hey, that was Susan Eastman, First Vice President of the Stiefel of investments for Stiefel Incorporated. She's located at 2701 Park Marina Drive, and you can reach her at 530-244-7199. I'm in here with One Safe Place and Shirlene Zitterman. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Rebecca Bear. Good morning. And used to be a DJ. Is that what you said?
I did.
Okay, lay some DJ on me.
I mean, I really only have my, official call, but I worked at a radio station in Muncie, Indiana, and it was today's 10 in a row hot country, Muncie's Work 105. Long time ago.
See, it's easy. Anybody can do it. Okay, y'all are here from One Safe Place, and you're here for like a kind of a specific thing, though we'll get into other stuff, too. We're going to talk about restraining orders, and, I mean, everybody hears about them. But what are they? What is a restraining order?
So a restraining order kind of puts boundaries in place for people for safety reasons. It can help with getting a move out if that's necessary. But primarily we deal with domestic violence and intimate partner relationships. We also deal with some elder abuse. Usually that's immediate family type stuff that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's civil harassment, which usually that's something that most of the community type could get. Say your neighbor's giving you a problem, but we do those very, very rarely. So we primarily just do the elder abuse and the domestic violence ones.
Domestic violence ones. Okay. Mm-hmm. How does one get a restraining order? What does it take?
Well, there's a couple different ways to start and go about it. One is you can come to us if you fall into that category that I just explained. Or you could go to the courthouse and try to do one on your own. You can always talk to a paralegal or an attorney.
That's kind of what I'm talking about. I mean, we're going to get into more specifics with you, but just a general for restraining orders. Say somebody is giving you a bad time, your next-door neighbor, and you want to put a restraining order on them. That sounds like a great neighborhood to be in right there. But, okay, so Carl Bott wants to go down and get a restraining order on Michelle. Okay, so I go down to the courthouse, and then what happens?
You would first off go to the courthouse, third floor, room 319. You would talk to a county clerk that works there and let them know your situation and what you're trying to do, and then they would be able to advise you and give you the paperwork. They can't give you legal advice, but they can give you the paperwork.
They can give you the paperwork.
That's necessary, yes.
Okay, so then you fill out the paperwork, which says probably this is why I want a restraining order.
Yes, it gets quite detailed. You have to put down different incidents that have taken place so that when a judge reads it, they're aware of the idea of what's the problem, what's been going on, so they can help determine whether it's something they should issue or not. But, yes, you'd fill that out, and then you take that back to room 319 and get it filed.
Okay, so then how long from the time that I file this against my next-door neighbor? Well, I hear something.
Usually. Within 24 hours, you'll hear something.
Oh, really? Okay.
A judge has a limited time that they're required to read each restraining order that's filed. So usually our clients go, they file usually the next day. They'll hear something and get issued paperwork that reflects whether a temporary has been granted or
And it's usually a temporary, right?
Yes.
Or is it a full-blown one?
No, it's a temporary to start off with. Then you get scheduled with a court date. You have to get the other party served so that they're aware that there's going to be a restraining order. And then you go to that court date. The judge usually asks you if you want to continue it and go further with the process, or have you decided to drop it. If you decide that you're going to continue, then usually they'll schedule you another court date, which would be your hearing. That's where both parties have to show up, any witnesses you have, all of that.
All that time, there's a temporary one on.
Yes.
Okay, so that other person can't come within 100 feet of you or whatever it is until you go to a court date.
Correct.
Okay. Then you go to court, and then the judge finds out that, gee, Michelle hasn't been doing anything, Carl. You've been the strange one. Then what happens?
Usually at that point, if a judge sees, after looking at evidence and talking with both parties, if they feel that there's really not any sufficient evidence, then they will dismiss it or vacate it.
Okay, so then it stands. And then Michelle comes across the street and stands on my in my front yard and steals my peaches off my tree. She's violated the – Michelle's listening right now. I know that. And Michelle, don't steal the peaches off my tree. And so she's violated the restraining order then.
Correct.
Then what happens?
What I advise people at that point is you need to call law enforcement. Each time somebody violates the restraining order, we have some people who have returned – calls to us, which we have to inform them. We're not law enforcement. So I strongly encourage people call law enforcement and document each and every time that something takes place that's a violation.
Okay. All right. We're here with One Safe Place, and I was just talking about general restraining orders because you hear about them, and oh, I'm going to put a restraining order on him, and I put a restraining order on him, and do dueling restraining orders. I mean, you've probably seen. So, and now we're going to, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about One Safe Place and how that works out. So, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, been around for 15 years. It is truly a community bank. Local board of directors, local people here, four branches in our area, one in Red Bluff, two in Redding, and one in Anderson. And they've been helping move people's dreams forward since they opened up. And if you look around downtown, a lot of the construction, you're going to see Cornerstone Community Bank's involved with it. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Proven experience, fighting for you.
This is Stephanie Bridget, your Shasta County District Attorney. I've spent two decades fighting for your safety. I've personally prosecuted murderers, rapists, and child molesters, sending them to prison for life. I have met with and advocated for thousands of victims, giving them a voice against those that have harmed them. I am tough on crime and support a bigger jail. Vote for me, Stephanie Bridget, on June 7th.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney, 2022.
I'm Ed Rollman, a third-generation Shasta County native, business owner, and founder of the Merchants Crime Watch. District Attorney Stephanie Bridget has a 20-year proven record of fighting for the safety of Shasta County, including protecting local businesses from repeat offenders. That's why I support her re-election. We don't need someone like her opponent, a workers' comp lawyer with no experience who will need on-the-job training. Vote Stephanie Bridget for Shasta County District Attorney.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney, 2022.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today's Friday. Yeah, it's cool. It's 67 degrees. 61 degrees, if I could read. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's been doing this for several decades. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff Wurst does not take chances with your safety. He's going to fix it. He fixes it and guarantees it for life. Like I said, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 24 inches, bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis by a master windshield repair specialist, Jeff Wurst. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, or you can give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. I'm here with One Safe Place, and we're talking restraining orders. And but are people calling without me saying anything to get tickets for the Strawberry Festival? I'm here with Charlene Zitterman and Rebecca Bear from One Safe Place. We're talking restraining orders. The first segment was just general restraining order questions on how I can get a restraining order. I've never thought about that. Maybe I just never have had that kind of thing, but you all are in the situation when a lot of stuff happens. Is that right, Charlene?
Yes.
Okay. So tell us about people at One Safe Place and restraining orders.
Well, first off, everybody that works there has had to go through a 66-hour training to become certified dealing with sexual assault and domestic violence. And from there, we all advocate for folks that come in and get services from us. Mm-hmm. And part of my job is I'm primarily the one that handles restraining orders once they go to the court side.
Mm-hmm.
But we have several different advocates that all know how to work on restraining orders and help the person complete those so that they can go file them.
Do restraining orders cost money?
Not from us.
Okay.
Usually the only time I've seen a restraining order actually cost money is when you go through a paralegal to get assistance or you go through an attorney. But otherwise, domestic violence restraining orders do not cost money.
Don't cost anything.
No.
Okay. Once you start the process, can you change your mind?
Absolutely.
Okay,
you could even be awarded a restraining order and decide, I don't want it anymore. So you can always talk to the courts and ask to have that dismissed or vacated. I've had several folks that actually file and then decide once they turn the paperwork in, maybe I'm not ready to do this yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I just let them know the other person isn't going to be informed about it because you haven't had them served. So you can stop it at that point if you want to.
How do you serve people? Can you wrap it up in a rock and throw it through their window?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay. just wondering.
Okay. It would be so easy if we could. No, you have several options. One is if you find somebody who's the age of 18 or older,
mm-hmm.
and they are not listed as a protected party on your restraining order,
mm-hmm.
they can serve the paperwork for you, or you can use the county sheriff. We advise that when somebody does a move-out request, sheriffs will go out and do that, and they go out in pairs for that type of
sheriff.
A delivery, just to be able to enforce that. So,
okay. So, it's a, but if you just, is there like private agencies out there? You said anybody 18 or years or older, that's not a part of this thing,
yes.
can serve it. So is there, are there agencies out there that do it?
Absolutely. Oh. There are process servers.
Mm-hmm.
However, they will require that you pay money to get their services. So, yes, you can use them if somebody's extremely difficult to serve. Rare occasions the court has allowed somebody to do service via publication. That can also get a little pricey.
in the record searchlight, in, you know, look, on page 4, you've just been issued a restraining order against you. I mean, come on.
It has to run four times within a four-week period.
But it has been done before.
Yes, it has, and it's been successful.
Okay. I love these shows where, you know, somebody walks up to him and, hey, you know, he's really nice. And like, oh, yeah. Oh, gosh, Carl. Yeah. Here. You've been served. Yeah, anyway. This isn't a funny thing, but a restraining order, because if you get a domestic violence restraining order, let's talk about guns. From what I understand, if a restraining order is domestic violence and you have guns and it's granted, you, even during the temporary one, you have to give up your guns, either give them to law enforcement or have them put someplace where you can't get to them, like a friend's safe or something like this? Or does that work?
Not necessarily. Usually, from what I've heard and seen in the courts, is that a judge requires, yes, you either turn them over to law enforcement, and there's documentation that has to be turned in to the courts to show the judge that it's been completed. The only other thing that I've known is I think we have a shop here in town that deals with guns, and you can turn them over to them, and they also have documentation they'll submit that shows that they're in a
okay.
secure place.
Oh, yeah. Well, so a gun shop.
Yes.
If you could do it, turn over gun shop, it would just, they'll put the serial numbers down, all that stuff, and you just turn it back. So you don't have to give it all to law enforcement.
Right. And then if it's found that there's no need for a restraining order, you can go back
and get it.
And get your items, yes.
But you need a piece of paper that says that.
Correct. Okay. There has to be documentation that's stamp filed.
Okay, now, and this is another important thing. If you if you've perpetuated a domestic violence on anybody, whether you're the whatever part of the relationship you are, you've just lost your ability to own guns in California. No, that's true. If you've been found guilty of domestic violence, you will not ever own a gun again in California. You can't buy them, and you can't have them. So,
correct.
People need to think about that if you want to have your guns. Now, doesn't cost anything for domestic violence. The sheriff will serve it, or you can get somebody else to do it, but you're going to have to pay. Restraining orders, if you get help from a lawyer or a paralegal, that's going to cost you money. And within 24 hours from the time that you turn in your paperwork, you're going to hear something.
Correct.
Okay. And then there's a temporary restraining order that's issued.
Yes.
It's just as good as the other one, which says the temporary one could be, what's the one that you, I mean, when you see it, what's the typical restraining order say, if there is such a thing?
It varies because everybody's situation is different.
Right. But does it give, like, you can't be within 1,000 yards of them, you can't come to the house, you can't see the kids, you can't, you know, I mean.
So with a temporary, usually it's on average, it's 100 yards.
Okay.
That a judge will keep to most of the time. Very rarely have I ever seen that amount of space change. But yes, it's usually keeping somebody away from your home, from your vehicle, from your place of work, school, daycare.
To stay 100 yards away from me.
Yes.
Okay. And the children,
mm-hmm.
if that's part of it.
Yes.
Okay. We're talking to Charlene Zitterman and Rebecca Baer from One Safe Place. And when Rebecca sent this to me, she says, we want to talk about restraining orders. And, you know, you hear a lot about them. And I have lots of questions because I've never been the recipient of a restraining order. Could happen any day, I'm sure. But how you get one, I'm surprised it's just within 24 hours. But if I think about it, that doesn't surprise me. Because if somebody goes in with a restraining order, it means they believe, you know, their life is being changed by someone.
Correct.
And that could be violently or just harassment.
Disturbing one's peace.
Disturbing one's peace. And so you see a lot of them like that. You hear, if you remember our famous Zapata and Pinckney, you know, dueling restraining orders there on these guys just to keep them apart. But for One Safe Place, I think we're looking at more of a imminent danger type thing.
Correct.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and Mike Huber. This guy knows what he's doing. He can redo your kitchen, bathroom, or other rooms in your house and make them beautiful. He is a true artist when it comes to marble and granite and slate. In fact, he made this table for our studios here. It's a 400-pound that Linda can move around because of the way he's got it set up here. All of our wiring goes through it and everything. And this is the kind of work this man does. He works by appointments only. And for a free consultation, give him a call at 241-STONE. Learn more at estategranite.com. We'll be right back.
Working 9 to 5. What a way.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. It looks like another hot and dry summer is about to begin, and I pray we won't have any fires. One of the many things I'd like to do as a supervisor is to craft an ordinance to reduce the fuel loads on the federal lands within our county. I would encourage private landowners to reduce the loads on their properties too, but would not burden them with an ordinance, just the federal government with the lands that they manage. We need to get the feds to reduce the risk of fire in our county, not go begging for dollars after we have another disaster. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Supervisor, District 5. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again. I'm hearing a lot of stories on the campaign trail from citizens who have been told by the county that their sheds are too big and their patio or deck needs a permit. Kiddie pools, doghouses, and even a covered woodpile have been mentioned as instances of grief received from the county. If we are using county equipment and personnel to catch tax-paying citizens doing small improvements on their own property, while we ignore large-scale marijuana grows and transient camps, our priorities need to change. Let's work to make our county better and stop burdening our already overtaxed citizens. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like...
like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
It looks like spring! The time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tonight, Colt 45's baseball starts down at Tiger Field. The game starts at 7:15. Sunshine, the sun has gone down. It'll be beautiful down there tonight. The kickoff game, and we will be broadcasting it right here on KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, and we stream every game, so it'll be going all over the United States, so all those kids' families can hear it. So come on down and join us down there. It's going to be a great time. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. We have insurance with Judy Maxwell. She treats her customers as friends. Two separate divisions, insurance and financial. She's been helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners, and more since 1993. Good people down there at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give them a call at 221-0441. I'm here with One Safe Place, and we're talking about restraining orders with Shirlene Zitterman and Rebecca Bear, and found out that Rebecca used to be a disc jockey back in Indiana for the top 40, for the NASCAR top 40 country songs.
You got it.
You got it.
You know what? And she proved it. She got on and she proved it. But yeah, during the break. We're talking restraining orders. There's so many things. If you've never been a recipient of a restraining order, you just hear about restraining orders. One of the things that I've learned a lot of stuff this morning, and is that if you do go down and you do your paperwork and you turn it in, within 24 hours you're going to hear.
A response.
And then there could be a temporary restraining order. Now that temporary has to be delivered to the person.
Yes, they have to be aware that they're being restrained.
They have to know. And do you have to do it? No.
No.
You could have a friend do it.
Correct. You can have a friend. You could have another family member if they're not listed.
Yeah.
On that restraining order.
Now, restraining order could be more than one person, right? It could be like him and his family, or does it have to be one person?
It's usually individual. So if somebody has an issue, say, with their spouse or their boyfriend, but they also have a problem with the mother-in-law, that would be two different restraining orders. One would be a domestic violence. One would be a civil harassment.
Okay. Now, when you talk about that, you know, it doesn't mean, Rebecca, it doesn't mean there's physical violence.
Yeah,
with this.
That's right. I think it's important for everybody to understand that, you know, it could be threatening text messages or just series of text messages. Anything that's really disturbing, you know, your peace may be construed as, you know, something that would warrant a restraining order. So many times in our lives, I think if we just ignore it, it will go away, or something maybe we just have to put up with because that's just, you know, the way the person is.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is that anything that, you know, is happening, folks driving by houses, you know, ex-boyfriends or ex-girlfriends driving by houses, you know.
Kind of following you,
following
maybe stalking.
You.
They're not hurting you, but they're not physically hurting you.
That's
but they are changing your life.
That's right.
And you can tell them, I want you to be 100 yards away from me. And if they're not, if they break this restraining order, you call the police.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's the biggest reinforcer I try to set with our clients is that things aren't going to change and nothing's going to happen if you don't call and report it and say that there's been a violation. And it could be something minor up to something major that's violating that restraining order, but by having that, law enforcement is now empowered to be able to do something about it
mm-hmm.
and to help you. Even the courts, if somebody has so many charges for violating, they can actually prosecute that. So,
if somebody violates one because it's been physical violence and then that person breaks that restraining order, I guess maybe I'm watching too much TV. I thought that you call the police and they could just pick them up. Right then.
They can. If there's evidence that they've violated, yes.
Okay.
They have to have probable cause to be able to arrest somebody.
Okay.
So.
All right. Now, is it just, if you're not in one safe place and, you know, being sheltered there, can you get help from one safe place?
Absolutely, 100%. We have multitude of different services that we offer. From counseling to support groups, we have the shelter, we do the restraining orders, we do court accompaniment so that our clients don't have to face that process alone. We can't speak on their behalf because we're not attorneys, but we can go and support them, even clear up to standing in front of the judge with them.
Okay. Now, how does one do that? How do they get a hold of you for this? For this thing, somebody's saying, you know, this person, this other person. And I've got to make it clear, it's not just men that are getting restraining orders on them. It's also women.
Correct.
And everything. How do you get a hold of you all?
You would call us. It's one safe place. It's 530-244-0117. We have a 24-hour crisis line, so we're able to be reached 24 hours a day.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I had a question regarding restraining orders. What if that person who files the restraining order and you find out that they made a false restraining order, false accusations against a person, What do you do? What kind of action do you take against that person?
Okay, so the way I understand it is somebody's put a false, you know, put a restraining order on you, but they've lied. Okay, that's a good question. Thanks, Dolores. What happens then?
So usually that's something that we see that comes out in the court process.
In the court process.
Yes. There has to be evidence of something taking place for a judge to be able to make a decision.
Okay. So there could be a temporary restraining order, but then within a couple weeks you go in front of the judge, and then the other person says, this is crazy, and the judge agrees with them. Yeah, you're right. There is no reason for a restraining order. What the person said was not true. I mean, not true. Can they be prosecuted for that?
There is stuff that's documented on the paperwork, and, of course, there's laws that...
I mean, this is a false official statement they made, right?
Correct. Even when you're signing a restraining order, below it, it'll tell you you're testifying that everything you've put in there is correct, true, and has happened.
Yeah. So you shouldn't do it just because you're angry and you want to get at somebody. It should be a real reason here.
Correct.
Yeah. And, I would imagine that the vast majority of them are for that. But there have been, I'm sure there have been other cases. So that's what happens. As soon as, you know, you are testing under oath,
yes,
that what you're saying is true. Okay. All right. We're here with One Safe Place, and we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Better known business. Gives great haircuts. I've been going there since I live here in Reading, and I can't say enough about it. Better known. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only. Give them a call at 244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold. Dr. Phil is not on the TV there. NASCAR is. We'll be right back.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
We need all units to
crime right.
California under siege.
Are gang related?
Criminals set free.
Defund their local police.
Police attacked.
Increase in shooting victims.
Victims ignored.
Dad, you shot my little brother.
Ultra-liberal California Attorney General Rob Bonta has never personally prosecuted drug traffickers or violent gang members. He has zero experience to do the job. Nathan Hochman does. Nathan is the one candidate for Attorney General endorsed by the California Republican Party. He's the only candidate with the real experience to keep us safe. As Assistant U.S. Attorney, Hochman prosecuted corrupt government officials and locked up violent drug traffickers and gang members.
I'm Nathan Hochman. What's happening in California is unacceptable. Politicians ignore us while communities are attacked. As Attorney General, I'll actually do the job and prosecute criminals. I will always protect California first.
Nathan Hochman, an attorney general who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
Voters of Shasta County, I'm Jeanette Logue, and I'm here to endorse our county clerk, Kathy Darling Allen. With over 17 years of experience under her belt, Kathy has led our county through 9 general elections, primary and special elections. With integrity, she and her team have counted and certified over 1.5 million votes. She believes in our democracy, in the U.S. and California constitutions, with transparency and efficiency. Through her leadership, Kathy's office has been recognized for operating one of the most efficient county elections offices in the state. Join me in voting for Kathy Darling Allen for our county clerk.
Ad paid for by Shasta Vote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates. Supporting Bridget for District Attorney, Johnson for Sheriff, Darlene Allen for Clerk, Flores for Superintendent, Browning and Reznor for Supervisor 2022. Committing major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries and Piscata Band of Nomlaki Indians. Not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Okay, what's going on? I already gave away all the tickets to the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival, and Liam ate his whole strawberry shortcake. How could you do that? You weigh like 140 pounds. You just scarfed it down, Liam.
I was real hungry.
Yeah, Linda says, you want me to fix your breakfast this morning? Oh, no, I think I'll have it at work. Yeah, that's going on Saturday and Sunday out in Happy Valley at West Valley High School. And, of course, Colt 45s kick off their season tonight down at Tiger Field for tonight and tomorrow night. Going down and get a ticket. Tonight it's they're honoring veterans down there, and it's going to be just a super game. And we haven't had Colt 45s baseball for 2 years. Going down there, great food, wine and beer for sale. They have it all in there, plus a great game of baseball. And the tickets are very reasonable down there. And that starts tonight. Be there probably around by 7 because the game starts at 7:15. Plenty of seats there. Last year we had like 1,000 people for the opener. And it was a little bit, it was a little crowded, but still everybody had a seat. I'm here with One Safe Place and Rebecca Bear and Charlene Zitterman. We've been talking about restraining orders, and you think, well, how long can you talk about restraining orders? And there is so much information about restraining orders. Can you get one yourself? Do you need a lawyer or paralegal? No, you can go down to the courthouse, to the third floor, room 319, and go down there and get the paperwork and do it yourself. And then within 24 hours, you will hear back from the court and whether they're going to issue it or not. And if they do, that temporary restraining order starts immediately. It has to be delivered to the person who has the restraining order against them. You don't have to do that. It can be somebody that's not associated, his name's not on the restraining order. And then you're going to go to court in a couple weeks, and then both sides stand there, if both sides want to, and say, this is why I want a restraining order. Then the judge issues it. It usually goes for 6 months.
It can go anywhere, 6 months to a year, 3 years, okay. 5 years. If you apply for a renewal, those usually are anywhere from 5 years, 10 years, or a lifetime.
Oh, it can have a lifetime restraining order.
Yes.
Well, that's cool. And it's usually, though, 100 yards, stay 100 yards away from the person?
Correct.
Okay, but it can be more.
It could be if a judge sees that there's an issue with that and needs
And part
space.
Of the restraining order can be just harassment, like via text messages, people drive, you know, the person driving by your house, the person kind of stalking you. It can be all of these different things. It doesn't have to be physical violence.
That's so, right.
But it can, you know, but it's something that's taking away your peace of mind.
Yes. I've seen it where it's emotional. There's been physical. There's been mental abuse, financial abuse, even somebody who's sleep depriving you purposely. That can be a form of abuse.
I mean, if like they're calling you or all through the night, or
if they
not if they just snore, can they?
No, snoring doesn't count.
Okay, just wondering there. But this is a the judge will take this serious, and this is a pretty serious. You've got to have gotten to a point. This isn't a frivolous thing that you do for a restraining order.
No, and that is one of the things that we try to find out from our clients when they want a restraining order is, do they have enough information, and is it severe enough that a judge would look at it and be able to determine and make a decision like that to put a permanent restraining order on somebody?
Okay.
Judges don't take it lightly.
Now, just a restraining order, though, would not cause somebody to lose if they have guns. That wouldn't take their guns away, a restraining order.
Yes, it will.
It will?
Yes.
A restraining order, even if...
Yes.
Even if it's for your next-door neighbor who keeps throwing his German Shepherd's dog poop into your yard. That, I mean...
A civil harassment might be a little different, but when it comes to the elder abuse and the domestic especially domestic violence.
All right. So this is a pretty serious thing. And if you've had a restraining order served on you, you will have a chance to get in front of the judge and tell your side of it.
Absolutely.
And then it's up to the judge. Okay. You don't have to be a resident of one safe place to be helped either.
No,
that's
not
really
at
important.
All.
If you've got this is happening to you, whether you're male or female, you can give one safe place a call, make an appointment, and come in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could even just walk right in.
Just walk right in. Yeah, you don't even have to make an appointment.
That's right.
Just say, I need your help.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Here's a question here. Is a restraining order just a piece of paper?
Technically, yes, it's a piece of paper. However, for a lot of people who deal with domestic violence, it is something that helps put boundaries in place. It empowers the person to be able to put in an effort to have whatever's bothering them stop. It also empowers law enforcement to be able to enforce that restraining order if somebody is doing all those things. That's why I say if something's going on, they violate, please call law enforcement, because then they can actually help and do something.
Okay, so say somebody has a restraining order on somebody for 6 months. Mm-hmm. Somewhere in that 6 months, they kind of reconcile, or somehow they go through counseling or whatever. Can they then, what do they do to get rid of the restraining order?
So if somebody decides they want to drop it, they just need to let the courts know. You can go to room 319, talk to a clerk there. They'll have some paperwork that you can sign off and document that, yes, you are choosing to drop it.
Okay.
I have seen where a judge will ask for people to show in person in front of them.
That's a good idea.
Because
That's
they want to see. They want to know you're not under duress.
Yeah.
To say, I'm going to drop this.
Right. Okay.
But it can be stopped at any time.
Wow. Okay. This is everything you've ever wanted to know about restraining orders and how to get one, how it works. And the fact is how many people do you help with restraining orders, would you say?
Oh, wow.
Make it easy on yourself. It could be monthly. It could be,
Well, I would say.
Is it more than 10?
Oh, absolutely.
A month?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Much more than 10.
Mm-hmm. I want to say 98% of the clients who come through the door, a restraining order is one of the key pieces that they're requesting to have.
Okay, so we're talking thousands a year? Hundreds?
Well, on average...
Into the hundreds. Easy.
We're going to court probably with anywhere from, I'd say, 70 to 80 clients per month.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. And that's just at one safe place.
Yes. And that's why we can always use volunteer advocates.
Okay. How do people get a hold of y'all? One more time.
Again, that's 530-244-0117.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thanks for being with us today. And everybody, it is Memorial Day weekend. It's not just a weekend of barbecues and baseball. Memorial Day Monday, think about those who have fallen, given their lives to our country. And we'll be back Monday, and we're going to talk about Memorial Day, talk about the different ceremonies that are going on. The proper grief.